Amen. I'm also happy today that God has a word for us.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We need the word of God.
Yes,
amen. Singing is nice, praising is nice, but how many of you know you need a word?
That's right.
Amen. You need some guidance. And God has a word for us today.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to ask you, amen, to turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16. And God actually is going to, he's been speaking to us in sentences, amen, and in paragraphs. As we're closing out this year, we're believing God like never before, amen?
Amen.
We know that we serve a God who does not lie.
Amen.
Amen. We serve a God who does not lie, a God who cannot lie, a God who, the Bible says, it's impossible for him to lie.
Right.
And so when God says a thing, we can believe the thing. Amen?
Right.
And if we continue holding on to the thing, then we will see the thing come to pass in our lives.
Yes.
It's not very complicated. Amen? A lot of times we don't see the thing come to pass because we stop holding on to it. But God is encouraging us to continue to hold on to his word.
Yeah.
Amen? Yeah. And that's what we're going to do. We believe God.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Let God be true and every man a liar. We believe
God.
God.
Yeah.
Amen? I know what the medical report says, but we believe God.
Amen.
I know what your credit report says, but we believe God. I know what your child report card says, but we believe God. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. We believe God. Amen. And we're gonna continue to believe God. How long are you going to believe God? I'm going to believe God until.
Yes.
Until what? Until what I'm believing for comes to pass.
Yes.
Amen. We believe
God.
Amen.
Yes.
And so we're putting all hell on notice, amen, that you can't shake us from our belief in God.
Amen.
Amen. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God.
Amen.
And so we're going to finish out this year, amen, as we began believing God. Amen.
Right.
Amen. So we're in 1 Samuel chapter 16. We're going to read verses 11 through 13. And God is continuing with something that he spoke to us in the past couple of weeks. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's look at it together. 1 Samuel 16, verse number 11. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we give you praise and thanks one more time.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, God, for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy.
Yes,
we thank you, God, because of the thoughts you think towards us, O God. Thoughts to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future.
Yes.
Father, we thank you right now, God, that you are mindful of us, of where we are.
Yes.
And we're thankful, God, that you have a word for us today. So, Father, we ask you simply to speak your word today, God. Father God, let your word come forth with boldness and authority, O God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Let your word break up the fallow ground in our heart, O God, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Father.
And Father God, plant that word deeply within us, O God, that we may bring forth a bountiful harvest to the praise of your glory.
Yes.
Father, I ask you now to give everyone in here a listening ear and a receptive heart. I pray, God, that Father God, not only will they be hearers of the word, but Father, that they will be doers of the word, that they truly may be blessed in their deeds. And Father, I thank you right now, God, that our lives will never be the same as we set ourselves to receive the engrafted word of God. Father, I ask you now to use me for your glory. I humble myself under your hand, God, that you may be exalted and glorified in this place. Father, we bless you for what you are about to do, and we give you praise by faith and the Son of God. We give you glory in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. I ask you to write down today, amen. We do have a title, amen. I ask you to write down, if you don't mind, when things still seem the same. Amen. When things still seem the same. Last week, amen, we were in Luke chapter 2. Amen. So, you know, it was Christmas, amen. So we had to be in Luke chapter 2. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The shepherd's abiding in the field. And we talked about as God came and announced to the shepherds that on this day, mm-hmm. in the city of David, mm-hmm. is a Savior.
Yeah.
Amen. Christ the Lord. And God spoke to us and told us, amen, that that was the day that changed everything.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. The day that changed everything. Amen. Because once the Savior came into the world, amen, see, now mankind had a chance.
Yes.
That was the day that saved everything. Because until then, amen, there was nothing we could do, amen, to be totally and completely reconciled unto God. Because
yeah.
Jesus came and then he lived a life on earth. But he suffered, he bled, and he died. But then he rose again, ascended to the Father. And now it's complete, amen, that if we believe in him, amen, mm-hmm. to many as received him,
yeah.
to them gave he power
yeah.
to be called the sons of God. So here we are, sons and daughters of God. Why? Because a Savior was born.
Yeah.
That was the day that changed everything.
Yeah.
Because until then, we were lost in ourselves.
That's right.
That's right.
But that was the day that changed everything. And God encouraged us last week and said, but don't relegate that to 2,000 years ago. Because we still have to receive Jesus today.
Amen.
I know you've received him as Savior, but see, when you get sick in your body, you got to receive him as healer.
That's right.
See, when you're low on provision, you got to receive him as provider.
Yeah.
When you're lost, you got to receive him as shepherd.
Yeah.
See, so the receiving of Jesus got to continue on, even though you're saved today.
That's right.
And as many as receive him, to them give he power.
Yeah.
See, it's not only why we don't have any power. Well, have you received him?
Yeah.
I know you're saved, but have you received him?
Yeah. Yeah.
For the situation you need.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
I got bills piling up to the ceiling. But have you received him?
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
We got to receive him. And so that's a beautiful thing, amen, to know that that's the day that changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But there was something, and I told Sister Nell this during the week. I said God had told me something on last Sunday, and God has a sense of humor. And God told me something on last Sunday, and I said, I forgot to say it. Those of you who ever preached or taught or anything, you understand, this time God tells you something, and it was good when he told you.
Yeah.
You know? And he said, oh yeah, I'm going to remember this one. And then you get up there, and you come down, and it's almost like you want to go back up there.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't do that, preacher, amen, because the anointing is gone, amen.
Yeah.
And I said to Sister, I said, I wonder, because if we look at Luke chapter 2, amen, it says that after the shepherds, they went with haste to see the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes,
mm-hmm.
lying in a manger. Amen. And they saw, and then it said in verse 20 of Luke chapter 2, that they then returned to their flock.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
See, but you got to understand something, amen, that on the day that changes everything, there comes a day, amen, where everything changes in your life.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And we said this last week, and I hope that you're holding on to this, that God works in days.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
God works in days.
Yeah.
40 years we walked in the wilderness as the children of Israel, but there came what?
A day.
Come on, somebody. There came
yeah. A day.
A day of what? When it's time to cross over into the promised land.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
400 years God has not spoken unto his nation Israel. But there came what?
A day.
Yes.
When the Savior is born.
Right.
I want you to know this. See, there's a day for you.
Amen?
There's a day for you.
Joseph spends all this time in prison, but what? There comes a day where he gets released.
That's right.
Come on, somebody.
That's right.
You gotta understand, there's a day for you.
Yeah.
There's a day for me. And the good news is there's more than one day.
Amen.
But there's a day for us that God has appointed when everything changes.
That's right. That's right.
Hmm?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a day that's appointed for you to finally break that addiction.
Yeah.
There's a day appointed for you where you finally get out of debt.
Amen.
Huh? There's a day appointed.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a day for us.
All right.
That's right.
And when Jesus came into the earth, when the Savior was announced as being born, that was the day that changed everything.
Right.
But something interesting happened. It said the shepherds who got this great information then return back to their flock.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me that the day changed everything, but I still got to go back to work?
Amen.
Huh?
Right.
See, that's what happens in our lives, amen. God speaks a word unto you, and you believe it. And I'm telling you right now, if you really believe what God has said to you, either when you read it or somebody speaks it over your life, that's the day that changes everything for you.
Yeah.
But watch this. Tomorrow you're still going to have to go to work.
That's right. Huh? Yeah.
Your car, if your car was making noises the day before, your car's still making noises.
That's right. That's
when you walk up the stairs in your house, that stair was creaking, it's still creaking.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
When those shepherds had turned back, the grass was no greener.
That's right.
Sheep were dumb animals, amen. Those sheep were no smarter.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right.
The day was still hot. The night was still cold.
Yeah.
They still seemed the same.
Jesus.
So when you receive a word from God, that's the day that changes everything for you. But here's the thing. What happens the day after the day that everything changed?
Yeah, right.
When everything still seems the same.
Yeah.
You see, because listen, things will still seem the same.
Right.
Same job.
Mm? Mm-hmm.
Same husband. Amen.
Yeah.
Same wife.
Yeah. Right.
Same bill.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
But preacher, I thought this was when you told me this was the day that changed everything. It is the day that changed everything. But the day after, the day that changed everything, many times still looks the same.
Yeah.
Amen. The food still tastes the same.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And see, we got to get this thing out of our mind, because see, a lot of times we just think everything, no, you still got to live.
Yeah, that's right.
Shepherd, you got the news, now go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
What do you do then? What do you do when you wake up and everything still seems the same? You got the promise, but everything still seems the same. God, you promised me that my son would get his life together and that he would return to the church, but he's still running the street.
Wow.
What do you do
wow.
when things still seem the same? You got a promise, but things still seem the same. Let's look back at David, amen. And watch this in David. And we went in 1 Samuel chapter 16. Samuel is the prophet of God, amen. And he comes to Bethlehem, to the house of Jesse, because God had decided that Saul wasn't going to be king anymore.
Yeah.
And God told Samuel, I want you to anoint the son of Jesse to be king in Saul's stead. Samuel first saw Jesse, the older son, come out. He's tall, he's handsome and everything else.
Yeah.
And Samuel said, I know this is him. Right?
Yeah.
I know this is him.
Right.
And God said, no, that's not him. He said, God doesn't see as man sees.
Yeah.
Man
right.
looks on the outward appearance,
right.
but God looks on the heart.
That's right.
And how many of you know, listen, and this is just said in truth. This is not to put anybody down. But listen, you can be anointed and be a leader, and you can be the bishop, you can be the pastor, you can be the first lady, you can be the Sunday school teacher, you can be all that, and you can still miss what God has to say.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Huh? Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Stand on the man of God, and he's about to anoint the Lord more.
Yeah.
Right? See, I don't say that so I don't believe you. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that because if you're a leader, you got to remain humble.
Oh, right.
You can't think that just because you're in the office that you can't miss it.
Right.
Amen. You got to totally depend upon God.
Because
you can miss it too.
Yes, yes.
Pulling out your salvation card, telling me how long you've been saved. You can still miss it.
That's right.
I remember when I first came to church, people tell me how long I've been saved for 25 years. That used to impress me a little bit. You know, you must know. Am I the only one? See, sometimes, you know, when you're new to the church, they tell you, I've been in this church before. You go, oh, well, there. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I now know something better.
Amen.
I don't mean anything.
That's right.
Because if God can talk to Balaam's mule,
That's right.
Then he can talk to a child, he can talk to a baby in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Even though you've been saved 25 years, don't mean that you don't have to listen to somebody who got saved last night. Because God can put a word in their mouth that can deliver you from something.
That's right.
I listen to folk, amen.
Yes.
Listen, I mean, I listen, you know, I don't mean I gotta follow everything, but I listen.
Yeah.
Because you don't know where deliverance is coming from.
That's right.
Amen. So, Samuel looks and he's about to anoint David's oldest son, and God said, that's not him. And then he brought in, and Jesse brought in all his other sons. Six more, right? And all seven, and God like, nope, right? And so finally, Samuel said, you got any more sons in on you? Right? And he said, yeah, I got one more son, but it's right here, right? In verse number 11. He said, there remaineth yet the youngest. And look what he says. Behold, he keepeth the sheep.
Yeah.
And so Samuel said, go bring him. And he brings him in. And God says, arise, anoint this one. Amen? And he anoints David, the youngest of Jesse's sons, as the next king of Israel. Amen? Verse 14, it says, after Samuel goes home, it says that the Spirit of the Lord leaves Saul, departed Saul, and now he has an evil spirit that's troubling him. And he wanted somebody to come and play some music for him. Look at verse 18. It says, one of his servants said to him, behold, I have seen the son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning and plain, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, prudent in matters, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. That was the most important thing, amen?
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord is with him. And look what it said. It said, wherefore, Saul sent messengers unto Jesse, and said, send me David thy son, what? Which is with the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute! He was just anointed king.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't he?
Right.
He was just anointed king.
Yep.
And now he's back with the sheep.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Exactly.
Now come on, somebody. God just anointed me king. That's the day that changed everything.
Right.
I'm king now. Amen? But I'm back with the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because why? Because the day after, the day everything changes, sometimes things still look the same.
Yeah.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah. Sometimes things still look the same. You still got the same job, man.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yeah. And see, some of us going to get in trouble, you know? Because see, God anoints us. See, that's why God's probably going to tell some of you that what he's going to do for you. Because see, then you're going to start walking around. That's it. Amen?
Right.
Put up your nose at stuff. I ain't doing this no more. And see, I know. I can't tell that boy what I'm about to do for him. But he's going to change. He's going to flip.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Because God understands that when I speak a promise in your life, see, there might be a time between the spoken, when I speak that promise, and I manifest that promise where things just stay the same.
That's right.
He's still with the sheep.
Yeah.
Now watch this. We go on, remember David and Goliath. Next chapter, David and Goliath. It says here, amen, if we can look, amen, it says in verse 13, because they go out to fight Goliath. Mm-hmm. Israel goes out to fight the Philistines. Mm-hmm. Saul leads the men out in battle. And it tells us, amen, that Jesse's three oldest sons, verse 13, mm-hmm. the three eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to the battle. Tell us the names of his sons. Eliab and Abinadab and Shammah. David was the youngest, and the three eldest followed Saul. But look what it said. But David went and returned from Saul. But see, he was ministering unto Saul in music, but it says he returned from Saul to do what?
Yeah.
To feed his father's sheep.
Yeah.
So even when Saul the king called him to be his minister of music, guess what? He still had to go back and feed the sheep.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
See, there are things when God will speak something in your life and things will change, but somehow they still stay the same.
Right. Yeah.
What do you do, amen, when after you receive the promise, things still look the same? Yeah. What do you do? Because there have been many people who, because they saw the thing that didn't seem like anything changed, they gave up on God.
Yeah.
They abandoned the promise. There are people right now, amen, who have stopped walking with God because things didn't seem to change.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you do? I say this, we need to remember some things. We got to remember, you're not the first one to go through this.
That's right, that's right.
Read your Bible.
Yeah.
There are many who have gone through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Look what happened to Abraham. God said, leave your father's house, and leave your father's country, leave your kindred, and come to a land I will show thee.
Mm-hmm.
What he told me, he said, I will make of thee a great nation.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bless you. I'll make your name great.
Yeah.
You'll be a blessing. He told him all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham leaves. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Then after he gets the promise of God, he builds a couple of altars. The next thing you know what? A famine hits the land.
Yeah.
But I thought, go on down to Egypt. He goes to Egypt, deceives Pharaoh. Amen. I'm going to get his wife taken from him. Comes back. He has Lot with him. God is blessing them both. The land is too small for them. Now they're fighting in the family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Then he says, okay, Lot goes to Sodom and Gomorrah. Abram stays behind. Amen. Then there's a battle, five kings against four.
Yeah.
Lot gets taken.
Yeah.
Abraham has to go and rescue Lot.
Yeah.
10 years pass by. Guess what? He don't have a kid. Where's this great nation you're supposed to give me?
Yeah.
Seems to me, well, I've had some blessings along the way, but I had a bunch of problems with my nephew Lot.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
But I thought everything was supposed to change. I thought you were going to make me a great nation. Things stayed the same.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph dreams a dream. You gonna bow down to me. Right?
Yeah.
His brothers get mad at him. His father rebukes him. What happened? His brothers plot against him. Throw him in a pit. Sell him into slavery. He's accused falsely by Potiphar's wife. He's thrown into the prison. He prophesied over the butler and the baker. And the butler gets freed and said, don't forget me when you go out there. Butler said, I won't for the next 2 years. Forgot all about it. He stays in prison some more.
Yep, exactly.
Things didn't even stay the same for him. It got worse. Paul meets Jesus on the Damascus Road. I want you to go and be a minister and a witness to me, to the Gentiles and to the Jews. And so what happens? Next 3 days, Paul's blind.
Yeah.
This is the way I'm going to start my ministry? Paul's blind.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Then, you know, Ananias comes to him. Scales fall off his eyes, he can see. He goes about preaching in Damascus. They go, wait a minute, I don't trust you. You were the one trying to kill us, right?
Yeah.
Then Paul says in Galatians, he said, I conferred now with flesh and blood. But now he goes into the desert, stays there for about 2 years.
Yeah.
Comes back into Jerusalem, and now the Jews want to kill him.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
But yet each one of them had a promise. But at the very best, things stayed the same, and many times things got worse. What do you do? Huh? And that's where we find ourselves. Everybody in here has a promise over their life.
That's right.
Everybody in here, if you've been fellowshipping with God, God has told you something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody in here is believing God for something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh?
Right.
And God may have spoken it last week, He might have spoken it last year, He might have spoken it 5 years ago, but you are still believing Him for it.
Yeah.
Amen?
Right. Right.
And you know what the devil's trying to do? Shake
right.
you off your faith.
That's
yeah.
right. That's
he's
right.
trying to shake you off your faith. And you know how he does it? He says it by saying, well, if things have changed, how come everything is still the same? Because he knows the battle is for your mind.
Yeah.
Because if he can get you thinking that God has let you down, you're going to start speaking that God has let you down.
Yeah.
Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Right.
If I can get you thinking
about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you do when things still seem the same? You got to remember and hold on to something. You have a day appointed unto you by God.
Yes.
Where the promise is going to be fulfilled.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
And I can't stand up here and say when your day is coming. I can only stand up here and say your day is coming.
Amen. Right. Amen.
But you got to stay in there with God. Amen?
Yeah.
You got to continue to believe in God. Even though when things seem that they're still the same, you gotta know, if God spoke a word over in my life, things are different now.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
If God anointed me to be the leader, things are different now. Amen?
Yeah.
If God told me, amen, that He's going to raise me up, if God told me He was going to heal my body, if God told me He was going to heal my marriage, then I understand something.
Yeah.
Things have changed.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And even though it may still seem that me and my wife still aren't getting along, I still believe you, God.
Yeah.
Amen? Because
yeah.
I know that you're not a man that you should lie. I believe
yeah.
you, God.
Right.
And I'm going to hold on to it, even though things still seem the same.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, amen, but listen, I've had some friends, amen, who tell you still believe in God for that? Hey, anybody ever ask you that?
Yeah.
You still believe in God for a house? Yeah, I'm still believing God for a house.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I remember having to tell them that.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
Got my house now.
Amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Anybody here ever believe on God and you got what you were believing for?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
How did it come? Did it come easily? No, you had to stay there and fight the good fight of faith.
Amen. That's right.
Glory to God. You had to stay there and fight the good fight of faith. But you got to understand something. There's a day for you.
Yeah.
And you have to keep that in your. There's a day for me. And I'm telling you this. You are closer today than you've ever been.
Amen.
And that's not just me saying that. You got to understand something. Yesterday, you didn't get it. Okay, so you're a day closer now. You really are a day closer to your blessing.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you know today's not today?
Right.
How do you know that this afternoon is not your afternoon for the thing that you've been hoping for?
Yeah.
Amen? But you got to continue to live with expectation.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I'm believing this, man. I'm believing God.
Yes.
God can do whatever it is that He told you, and He's going to do whatever it is He told you. But you and I got to stay in there. And the devil's going to try to get you off your mark by making it seem nothing different. Nothing's different. Things are still the same. But I want you to know, when things still seem the same, I know something's going on in the heavens.
Right.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Huh? Do you remember when Elijah came over to Ahab and he said, I'm telling you now, it's not going to rain until I say so. You remember that?
Right.
And then Elijah ran. He was anointed, but he was still scared. But he ran away. And God told him to go to the brook Cherith, and he stayed there for a while. And then the brook dried up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And God said, you have to come back now, and you have to face Ahab. And then, you know, he faced the prophets of Baal and all those false prophets. They went on Tom, right? You know the story, right? And then they prayed all day. Whoever God is, God will come and consume the sacrifice with fire, right? And they prayed all day, those false prophets of Baal, and nothing happened. Then Elijah comes, and he prays, and God consumes the whole thing,
yeah.
right? Consumes everything, licks up the water. And then it said Elijah went up to pray, there's no rain. He's praying, and he goes, call the servant, go see what you go look see. What you need. He come back and say, I don't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then he told him to keep going back. He sent him back seven times. And on the seventh time, he said, I see a cloud in the sky the size of a man's fist. But the scripture says, but behind that cloud, the heavens were filled with thundering and lightning and rain. And Elijah said, on the basis of the small cloud, you go tell Ahab, he better get it going.
Yeah.
But it's about to rain.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
I want you to know, listen, it may be a small cloud, but you got to know that behind that cloud, in the heavens, God is doing some things for you.
Yeah.
Amen. So when you see a small, you can don't get, oh man, that's all it is. Listen, if you wait on $1 million and God puts $10 in your account unexpectedly, you need to jump out and go, woohoo!
Yeah.
But you need to know that behind that $10, God is moving it.
Yeah.
But what do we do? Somebody goes, man, $10. I need more than that. And that's exactly why you don't get anything.
Oh,
you have to understand how God works.
Right. Yeah.
When things still seem the same, God is working on your behalf.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Listen, don't despise that little small cloud. Understand God's working behind the scenes for you.
Yeah.
There are people right now who are sinning and they don't even know why they're thinking about you. At this very moment, you don't know why you lost their mind. Amen. But they already know. Somebody, God already told them, in the new year, I need to call so and so. Amen.
Right now,
you're sitting in church. You're not doing anything, but God is working. What is he doing? He's keeping his promise to you.
That's right.
Now, you're sitting here and things still seem the same, but I'm telling you, God is working.
Yeah,
Jesus said so, amen.
Yeah.
He said, my Father is always working, and I too must be about divine work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always working.
Yeah.
So now you wake up in the morning, don't you dare say, you know, people think that what? I can't say it because I don't say the word, but they say the same stuff, different day.
Uh-huh.
You ever hear people say that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. See, that's what people who don't know God.
That's right.
That's what people who don't have a covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no same nothing,
right.
Different day. Amen? It's a different day and different blessings and different favors. It says what?
Yeah.
His compassions fail not. They are new every morning.
Yeah.
Ain't no way to wait it. The world that today is the same as yesterday.
Right.
You woke up today to new compassion. You woke up today to new mercy.
Yeah.
You woke up today to new strength.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing the same today as yesterday.
Yeah. Sure.
That's why it's about what do you do when things still seem the same.
Yeah.
You have to know something. They're not the same. But I also want to encourage you with this. Because there's some things that we have to affirmatively do. That's why I love the Lord. Because he doesn't give us his word and then don't not help us to obey it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Yeah.
Because God understands something, amen. See, I can say this and we can feel good for the moment, but here's the thing, amen. We all gonna go back home and you know, we're gonna do what we do this afternoon and we're gonna do what we do tomorrow and you know, we got New Year's coming and we're gonna go back to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Life sort of comes back, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? How you can sit, you ever sit in church and you really feel on fire, and then either that afternoon or later, it's like that thing is gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Am I the only one?
No.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Oh, you was on fire. You ever got a word from God? You're like, I don't believe this. Right? And you said, you're that way for all of maybe a day, 2 days, a week. Come on, somebody.
Yeah, right.
But it doesn't, but nothing changes, and then next thing you know, you're sort of like, you're sort of still, like, you know, somebody else, you still believe in God? Oh, yeah, I'm still, but you're not actively believing anymore. And can I tell you this? All believing must be active.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All believing must be active.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fool yourself into this because you agree with the word. Because that's the same as believing. Believing has action,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Faith without works.
Yeah.
Got to have some action.
Mm-hmm.
And God knows that when we go back, there's going to be a time, amen, where we're just going to get back into every day. Problems are going to come in, right? Difficulties are going to come.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that warm feeling that you have right now, yeah, I'm believing God, yeah, I'm believing God, right? Right? Come home, kid got suspended from school. On the same day that your check engine light came on. On the same day that your wife woke up in a bad mood and you don't know why, but you don't care. Don't act like you don't have days like that. I know you're in church, but don't act. No, this day, isn't it funny how you can love your spouse some days, the other day you're like, and the only reason why you're laughing is because you know it's true. And God knows the truth too. He knows you have days like that. And when all that's coming in on you, all of a sudden, this whole person of faith thing that you have on Sunday. Understand why? Because God understands that there's a difference between faith and feeling.
Yes.
You may feel like you're going to go all the way to God, but see, faith, there are things that you can consciously do even when those things begin to happen. Mm-hmm. Because they are still going to do something.
Mm. Yeah.
And so God wants to help us, amen, because he knows that, yeah, so, well, when things say the same, I'm just going to believe God. Yeah, but you know, how many of you know believing God is not easy?
Mm. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not. That's why Paul called it the good fight of faith.
Yeah.
Faith's a fight, man. And the reason why a lot of us don't have what we should have from God because we don't know how to fight.
That's right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say this and move on real quickly. God took those children of Israel the long way.
Mm-hmm.
After they got free from Egypt,
mm-hmm.
He said, because if I take them through the land, amen, he said, they don't know how to fight.
Exactly.
Right.
That's true.
Oh, some of us are going a long way, but we don't know how to fight yet.
Jesus.
Huh? You've been waiting on your promise, but you don't know how to fight yet.
Jesus.
Hmm?
Wow.
Oh, what do you think? Can I tell you something? Do you know that your blessing is occupied right now?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
The promised land was occupied.
Yes.
But that next piece of business that you're going to have for your business, somebody else got that account.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else has that account right now.
Yep.
It's occupied.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Yes.
Wow.
Somebody's in line for promotion, but guess what? Somebody else is sitting at your desk.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Your blessing is occupied.
Jesus.
You won't have to fight for that thing. Now, I don't mean you go and try to knock the person out of the chair. This is my death. I thought you gotta fight to try to fade. Somebody go in the office tomorrow and kick somebody out of this chair. Peter told me. Eventually. You understand?
Yeah.
And there's things that we're going to have to do. And there's things that we can do. And God just want to share this with us real quickly. Amen. Let's turn to Luke chapter 2. Because Jesus was announced as the Savior of the world. Amen.
Amen.
That was the day that changed everything. But, you know, as he grew older, we see something about Jesus. Amen. How many of you know Jesus lived a full life? Huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. He lived a full life. He didn't just jump to ministry. Amen. He didn't just go from being a baby to jump into ministry. He had a full childhood, right? And you remember when Jesus went to the temple with his parents? He's about 12 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they left him and they lost Jesus. Amen. And they had to go back, and they found him. And they found him inside the temple, talking with the spiritual leaders in the temple. And they said, "Why did you do this to us?" And I'm looking at verse 49 of Luke chapter 2. And he said, "How is it that you sought me? Didn't you know that I must be about my Father's business?" And it says in verse 50 that they didn't understand what he was saying. But in verse 51 it says he went down with them. Amen. And came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. I just want to focus on this, that He came back to Nazareth and was subject unto them. Mm-hmm. Amplified version says that he was habitually obedient mm-hmm. to them. Wow. Listen, see, here's the thing that we can do. We can be all happy and excited about the Word of God. But listen, there's still some things that we, you and I have to do.
Right.
There's no shortcut.
That's right.
Huh? Mm-hmm. There's no shortcut to God, but you still got to obey him.
That's right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
Jesus is the Savior of the world. He's still obeying his paths.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yeah.
You still got to obey. You still got to obey the Word of God.
Yeah.
You still got to live according to what God has said in his Word.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
What, you got a promotion on your job, or now you've been, you know, you've answered the call of the ministry, and so now you think, what, you don't have to do something? To whom much is given, much is required.
Right.
You even have more on you now. Mm-hmm. You still have to obey.
Yeah.
Obeying what? The great things? No, you got to obey in things great and small.
Yes.
Huh? You still have to treat people right.
Yes.
Right? Yes. You were talking about last week, about treating people the way God requires us. We still have to live that way.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
You still can't walk around catching attitude.
Right.
Huh? I'm talking about you got some Indian in you. Well, no, people say something like that, you know what I mean? I got Indian in me. I got Puerto Rican in me. I got this. I got some Irish blood in me. No, that's your bad attitude in you. That's your
Amen.
Flesh rising up, and you need to put it under subjection.
Amen.
I want somebody.
Yeah.
See, God spoke a promise over here to you, and
right.
you're believing on that.
Right.
But you can't go over here and act like you don't have to listen to what God is saying.
Exactly.
You still have to obey
yeah.
in things that appear to be unrelated, because nothing's unrelated with God.
Yeah. Yeah.
God is looking and testing to see who's ready for promotion.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wow. He looks to see, what can you do? I'm giving you, what do you do with the small things I give you?
Mm-hmm.
Who's faithful in least is also faithful what? In much.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's checking. He's checking to see. So look, you got this great promise from God over here, but you still better treat people right.
Amen.
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 You still need to do what God is calling you to do. You still need to obey.
Amen.
Obedience is so important. And obedience is the kind of thing that, you know, we don't like to say too much. Obedience.
Mm-hmm.
Obedience. You don't even like that word, do you? Obedience. We have to obey God.
Yeah. Yes.
That's right.
You know when Paul got knocked down off that on that road to Damascus, he got the vision. He later on told King Agrippa about the vision he got. He said, "No, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision."
Mm-hmm.
See, God tells you something, you gotta follow that thing.
Yeah.
You can't disobey.
Right.
Huh? You can't disobey God.
That's right.
And then think, well, I'm still gonna get the blessing. No, obedience is important.
Amen.
Huh? And obedience to who? See, some of us say, I obey God, but I ain't listening to you. No, you can't do that.
Amen.
Jesus was obedient to his parents.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing thing. How did Joseph get thrown into the pit? Because his father told him, go check on your brothers.
Yeah.
Did he say, I ain't checked on them, they want to bow down to me. No, he went.
Yeah, that's right.
Huh?
Yeah.
He went in obedience. You just can't start pulling rank. How in the world David ends up there hearing Goliath making all his taunts at the nation? Because his father said, go check on your brothers and bring them this provision.
Yeah.
But what did he do? No, I'm anointed the next king of my vision. I ain't doing that. Pick somebody. No, he went.
Yes, right.
Listen, don't get caught up in your promise. Don't get caught up in your promotion.
Yeah.
See, that's the surefire sign for you to get knocked down the side.
That's
yeah.
right. That's right.
Or never to get lifted up in the first place.
Wow.
So watch this. When God speaks that promise to you and nothing seems the same, you still continue to walk in obedience. Don't give up. Because people stop doing things because they think, my life hasn't changed. Well, nothing changed anyway. And you're going to stop? You keep doing it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You started sowing seed in faith.
That's right.
Mm? But now nothing seems to come back. Now you're like, I need this money. No, you need to keep sowing the seed until God tells you to stop.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
You still need to sow that seed.
Right.
Until God tells you to stop.
Yes.
You have to still continue to be obedient. And the problem has been, we're obedient for a time.
Right.
Oh yeah, we're obedient as long as we feel good.
Yeah.
But what happens when it becomes dry? Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Where things just seem the same, nothing's happened, still be obedient.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here's the thing that we can do for one another. Encourage each other.
Yeah.
Stay at it, brother.
Yeah.
Don't give up, sister.
Yeah.
We need each other.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I need you to be blessed.
Yeah.
You need me to be blessed.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
We need each other.
Yeah.
We're not on some island where I'm doing my thing. No, you help him.
Yeah.
You see him staring at the promise of God, you help him up.
Yeah.
You see her staring at the promise of God, you help her up. Amen. Don't talk about her. Help her.
Yeah.
Pray for her.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Intercede for her.
Yeah.
Lay hands on her.
Yeah.
Encourage her.
Yeah.
Take her to get a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Let her know you're standing with her.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Yes,
right.
Lord.
Yes, sir.
Today is time out, but you think, well, I'm going to be better. I don't give up. You have to care about them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's a word.
Yeah.
We be obedient. Amen. I'm going to turn to two scriptures and we're going to get out of here. Amen. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 4. Things have changed. I am so happy for you. Amen?
Amen.
I'm happy for you. Everybody in here, I'm telling you right now, things are changing in your life. And you know it. You know it deep down on the inside. I believe something. That over these past weeks and months, God has spoken something to everybody in here.
Yeah.
And you are so happy. Amen? But you feel on the inside. But here's the thing. Hold on to that thing.
Yeah.
Hmm? Don't let it go. I don't care if things still seem the same. You don't let it go. Amen?
Amen.
Where did I say we were going?
Hebrews chapter
4. Let's look at verse number 2. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Huh? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The word didn't profit them because it wasn't mixed with faith.
Yeah.
Oh, you can hear a word all you want, but you got to mix that word with faith.
Amen.
You got to take that word and wrap your faith around it.
Yeah.
Amen? What is faith? That you believe God, right?
Yeah.
But it's more than that, right? What we say is that all belief is active,
mm-hmm.
right? Faith without works is dead. There needs to be some corresponding action.
Yeah.
You're not believing God for a job if you're not looking for one.
Mm. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
Amen? You ain't believing God for a job if you're not looking for one. Hmm?
Wow.
You're not.
Amen.
There's got to be some corresponding action.
Yes.
Yeah. See, most times, listen, people can tell, they should be able to tell what you're believing God on, not for what you say, but what you do.
Yes, right.
Amen?
Yeah.
I don't need somebody to tell me they believe that they're going to graduate from college if I see them go to school every day.
Right?
Exactly. They don't need to tell me anything.
Right.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Some corresponding action. You got to make some faith with the word you've heard. So what has God told you?
Wow.
What's the evidence that you believe God?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Mix it with faith. Because otherwise, what does it say? It's not going to profit you anything. Don't be satisfied that you just heard a word.
Mm-hmm.
Mix your faith with it.
Mm-hmm.
Walk in obedience and mix your faith with that word. Amen?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The last thing I want to tell you, we're going to stay right here in Hebrews. Go to Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews 6. Verse number 10 says this, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love." That was a good place to take a drink of water. You need to hear that right there. You hear that? But God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor. God has not forgotten the things that you've done.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever think that you've done some things and you just wasted your time.
Amen.
Because again, things just still seem the same. You did 6 favors for that guy because God told you, do this, do that, and he still acts the same way. And now you're about to say, I ain't doing nothing else, man. Don't do that.
Jesus.
Wow.
Unless God has released you from that assignment,
mm-hmm.
you still need to be on your post.
Amen.
Hmm? Yeah. Don't, it can't be by what's going on outside. And understand, God is still mindful of you. Amen. It says here, he's not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. Look at it. Which ye have shown toward his name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do ministry. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and
patience
do what?
Inherit the promises.
So listen, God speaks a word unto us. It's the day that changes everything.
Amen.
But the day after still seems the same. What do? You continue to believe God. You continue to obey God. You mix that word you heard with faith. You put some legs to it, amen? You have some corresponding action, amen, to show that you're believing God. And what else you need to do? You need to be patient.
That's right.
I know we don't like that word, amen. We need to be patient, but you and I need to be patient. The writer of Hebrews says later on, he said, you are in need of patience that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh? You are in need of patience. How many people need patience? I asked God the other day. I know what I asked for too. I asked God to help me be more patient. I know what that means. I even said, God, I know what that means. You're about to put me in all kinds of situations.
Yeah.
Right.
The patience is developed.
Yeah. Yes.
And can I say this to you too? Please don't mistake patience for waiting.
Jesus.
What do you mean? Because patience is not just waiting.
Amen.
Patience is a spirit. Temperance, amen, a fruit of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who impatiently wait.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
They're waiting on the line, they're waiting like this.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Waiting alone is not patience.
Right.
Patience is the spirit in which you wait.
Yeah.
That's right. Amen.
And when you wait with a contentment, when you wait with a peacefulness about yourself,
yeah,
now you're being patient.
Yeah.
Amen? And the Bible tells us we have need of patience. So listen, God spoke that word to you. I don't know, last night, last month, last year, I don't know. But that's the day that changed everything for you. But since then, things sure do seem the same, don't they? Yeah, they do. But I'm telling you this, but behind that small fist, there's a whole lot of things going up in the heavens, and you need to keep standing there believing God.
Yes.
And while you're believing, keep obeying him. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
He tells you to do something great or small, you do it. I don't care if you walk in the supermarket and somebody knocked over 3 cans of corn. Don't you dare go, I don't work here. If God says pick up the cans, you pick up the cans.
Amen. Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Huh? You be looking
Amen.
Through the rack and somebody, look at all these things on the floor. And you hear God say, pick up those things. You go, I ain't knocking down. Pick it up.
Amen.
Pick it up. Be obedient in things great and small. Don't look to be obedient unto God. You know, because you want to hit the heaven. I want to teach Sunday school. I'll be obedient. You can't even pick up a piece of paper. Come on, somebody. God's testing you.
Right.
Be obedient when God tells you, put that chicken down.
Amen.
You know what happens.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You knew what. You went out there. You knew you didn't need that third piece of chicken. And the Holy Spirit leans on you and says, nope, you don't need that chicken. He told you, don't drink soda, drink water. You heard him. You heard him.
Yeah.
And you popped that soda can anyway.
Lord,
be obedient.
Yeah.
Don't overlook those things. That's God testing you.
Yes, he is.
Wow.
That's him testing you and training you to hear his voice.
Yeah. Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah, that's right.
Huh? We're soldiers in the army.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think those drill sergeants yell at the recruits when they're supposed to be using their guns and stuff? Yell at them. Come on, man. You did it. See, we say, well, stop yelling at me and I can do it. But he understands something. When you need to use that thing, the battle going to be raging around you.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be quiet. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
So I'm preparing you. I'm yelling at you in your face. I'm yelling in your ear so that you can know I'm still going to load my gun and be ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't need it to be quiet.
Right.
Yeah.
And see, some of us here, heads on, if we close the door, nobody bothers me. What kind of life is that? Because you're going to be out on the street when something's about to jump off.
Yeah.
And you need to hear God say, you need to walk away.
Amen. That's
Amen.
Right. That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
And you need to be able to be obedient in the midst of the noise.
That's right. That's right.
So he's training you. You're in the middle of the store. You're not in your prayer closet. He's training you. Pick up those cans of corn. Hey, bring that can of corn. See? You haven't learned to listen.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't learned to be obedient. Be obedient.
Yeah.
Right? Mix it with faith. Wow. And then be patient.
Wow.
And understand this. And we're going to close here, amen. There's a day for you.
Amen.
Hmm?
Yes.
And there's more than one day.
Yes.
There's a day for every issue you got in your life to be resolved.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Financial issues. There's a day.
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes.
And there's a day. I just want to say this to you. There's two receiving points. Remember what he said? As many as received him, to them gave he power to be sons of God.
Yeah.
But there's receiving points, right? There's two of them. There's a receiving point in the spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus told them when he cursed the fig tree, he said, when you pray, believe you receive me. So there needs to be a believing at the time you're praying. There needs to be a believing at the time God speaks a word to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Receiving point. Mm-hmm. And then there's another receiving point when God actually gives you the thing that you've been believing on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I can't stand here and tell you the distance between those two receiving points.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, some of us don't like the fact that Abraham really waited 25 years for Isaac.
Wow.
We don't like that. But the idea that I got to wait 25 years, I ain't all with that. Amen? But that was his receiving point.
Yeah.
Yes,
it was.
Hmm?
Yeah.
There was Joseph's receiving point between the dream
and
when his brother finally bowed down.
Wow.
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to tell you, amen. Sometimes there's a distance between the two receiving points.
Yeah.
But here's the encouragement, though. If God has spoken a promise to you, you've been waiting on it for a long time ago, you're closer to your receiving point.
That's
right.
That's right.
Don't give up now.
Right. Amen.
Amen. And who knows? Today could be your day.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
But you stand in there believing God. And don't worry about the fact that things still seem the same.
Right.
You hear me talking to you, Brother Baker?
Yes, sir.
Don't you be concerned that things still seem the same.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen. God's working. Amen. God's working on your behalf.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
But you now position yourself as God has girded up the loins of your mind.
Amen?
Amen.
Yes.
Quit yourself like a man. Amen. That's what I said. Quit yourself like a man. I mean, act like a man. That's what I'm saying. Amen. Act like a grown person. Act like something. Right?
Right.
And stand there and believe God.
Yeah.
And even though things still seem the same, when you received the promise, that was the day that changed everything.
Wow.
Amen.
The days, weeks, months after may seem like it's the same thing, but you need to know, no, things changed in my life.
Amen.
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 I'm on my way.
Yes.
And promotion is coming.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. But watch this, amen. You and I cannot get elevated without first bowing down.
That's right.
Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and He will exalt you in due time. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
I'm letting you know your time is coming.
Amen.
Amen. But you got to stay in the right position, obeying God, walking in faith, walking in patience, and knowing, I don't care how long it's going to take, I'm going to believe God.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
And I'm telling you, if you and I continue to do that, you're going to see that thing that you're waiting on and believing on come to pass in your life.
Yes.
It is no question about it. Amen? Why? Because God is not a man that He should lie. Amen? If God spoke it, He'll do it. If He said it, He's going to bring it to pass. Amen? It is going to happen in your life.
Yes.
Be excited about it, amen.
Yes.
Be excited. Be encouraged in your spirit. And know that you got some weapons to fight with too, amen.
Yes.
Obey God.
Yes.
Huh? Walk in faith and walk in patience.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And I believe you're going to see the goodness of God come to pass in your life. Now, last thing I want to say, did David ever become king?
Yes.
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 He did.
Yes, he did.
Amen. God is a promise keeper, amen.
Yes,
it took a while, but He became the king.
Yes,
so you look at this, you look at this, you look at Abraham, you look at Moses, you look at all the great ones in the Bible, amen, and see God kept His promise.
Yes, He did.
And God is no respecter of person.
That's right.
But He is a respecter of faith, amen. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. So you continue to walk in faith, and God's going to do it for you too.
Yeah.
How many of you believe that?
Amen.
Amen. You believe that? Believe it. Amen.
Yeah.
Believe it and hold on to it.
Amen.
Amen. Believe it and hold on to it. Let's stand and pray together. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Father, we thank You today.
Yes, God.
We truly give You praise and honor and thanks.
Yes, God.
Lord, we bless your great name right now. We thank you, God, that you are so mindful of us, that you are mindful where we are, that, God, you know our thoughts. You know our uprising and our down sitting. And, Father God, we are so thankful, Lord, that you have a plan for us. You have a purpose for us, and it's a good plan. And so, Father God, we just come right now, God, and we relinquish all doubts and fear and unbelief. And, Father, we set ourselves right now again to say before heaven and earth that we believe God. We believe the promises that you have spoken. We believe every word that you have written in your holy Bible. We believe every word that you have spoken into our spirits. Father, we believe every word that we have heard in our prayer closets. And God, we just ask you now, as the author and the finisher of our faith, to increase our faith that we can believe you even the more. That through the storms of life, through the promised trials and tribulations, through the ups and downs, the challenges, the issues and the problems, that we can still stand firm in our faith, that we might see the promises of God come to pass. Father, I ask you right now to look upon everyone under the sound of my voice and touch them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them anew, O God, in Jesus' name. Anoint them, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, to hear your still small voice as you speak unto them, O Father, in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that you will send words of encouragement their way, O God. For those who have been holding on for a long time, God, I pray for an extra dose of strength for them, O God, that they may not give up hope now. Father, Father, I just pray that you will encourage their hearts, God, to know that they are closer to the promise than they ever have been before. Father, I ask you now, God, that the word that you have spoken unto us, God, that, Father God, that you will plant it deeply in our hearts. That, God, that you will guard it from the hand of the enemy, who we know will come quickly, O God, and try to steal the word that has been sown in our spirit. Father, we rebuke him right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we declare that the word that you have spoken unto us today, we shall see it come to pass in the name of Jesus. We declare right now by faith in the Son of God that, Father, that we shall believe you, that we shall walk in obedience and walk in faith, that we shall be patient, that we shall be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord, because we know that our work and our belief in you is not in vain. Father, I thank you right now for every person in here who's believing on a miracle. God, I thank you that you are a miracle-working God. I thank you right now, God, that you can turn around marriages. I thank you right now, God, that you can heal bodies. I thank you right now, God, that you can provide the finances that are needed. I thank you right now, God, that you can bring clarity of thought, clarity of vision to your people. I thank you right now, God, that you can put out the old and usher in the new. I thank you right now, God, that you are doing a new thing, and we shall see it and shall know it. Father, I bless you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, that things are not the same. And Father, as we end this year, we thank you right now, God, that you have helped us to end this year strong. We thank you, God, that you've been faithful to your promises. And we know, God, that you are the Lord God, you change not. Jesus Christ, the same today, yesterday, and forever. And if you've been faithful to us on this year, then we know, God, that every day you give us, we shall see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Father, we bless you right now. And Father, I just ask you now to look upon every household that is represented here and shower that household with your blessings, saturate the atmosphere with your presence, and fill their lives with the goodness of God and all of the fulfilled promises that you have made. Father, we believe you shall do it. And so we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Can't breathe, I see you choking. It's hard to breathe when life's not fair. How long will these things last? They're not.